Negotiators from nearly 200 countries, including the U.S., are currently in Bonn, Germany for climate change talks. The Trump administration has decided to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, but that won't officially happen until 2020. So how does that affect the nation's involvement in the current talks? With me via Skype from Bonn is Kara Horowitz, co-director of the UCLA Environmental Law Clinic. Kara, a major headline out of the talks on Monday is that carbon dioxide levels are actually rising after 3 years of stabilization. How significant is that?
So I sat in a briefing here yesterday by the scientists who made that announcement yesterday and announced their new study. It is really dim math, I have to say. It looks like after a few years of relatively level global emissions of carbon dioxide, global emissions are on the uptick again. They rose pretty sharply or are projected to rise pretty sharply this year. And what that tells us is we still have an awful lot of work to do. The globe got together a couple years ago and signed the Paris Agreement, but we really haven't begun to implement the deep cuts in emissions that we need globally in order to reach the goals that we agreed to, which are to keep warming within 2 degrees.
The Trump administration made a big thing about pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement, and yet the U.S. is still in it for a couple of years. How does that affect how other countries view our seriousness or not when it comes to this issue?
It's true. The Trump administration has put its official delegates here on the ground in Bonn in a very awkward position. It announced its intent to withdraw from the Paris Agreement, as we all know. But technically, under the Paris Agreement's own terms, a country can't withdraw until about 3 years from now. So if you do the math, it turns out the earliest we could withdraw, technically, is a day after the next presidential election. So we have a bit of a zombie delegation wandering around the halls in Bonn, continuing to do the work of the U.S. delegation, but with this big asterisk over its head, because everybody knows that the U.S. has announced an intent to withdraw.
So what can those representatives actually do?
Yeah, well, so these are career State Department civil servants who have been doing this a long time, involved in this climate convention process. And so they do continue to be involved in the talks. They have a seat at the table and they have a voice. And they're continuing to push for the U.S.'s view on how the Paris Agreement should be implemented, whether they really still have the political capital and leverage they need to try and achieve those aims is a real open question.
Are we moving into a situation potentially where certain states are going to have to take care of their own business when it comes to this to make the strides that maybe certain people on one side believe we should be making, regardless of whether the U.S. as a nation pulls out of an agreement like this?
States in the United States who believe that it's important to take ambitious climate action aren't waiting for the Trump administration. And that's one thing that has been totally plain, even here all the way in Germany. So there's been an interesting storyline in Bonn that's been created by all of the states, the cities, the businesses, the others, you know, university presidents and others who are on the ground here from the United States, specifically to demonstrate defiance of Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Agreement. They're talking about all the ways that they are already working on the ground in the United States to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement. They include states like California, but not just California. Terry McAuliffe was here from Virginia. We had governors from Washington and Oregon, and we had mayors from all across the country. It turns out that someone did this analysis. If all the businesses, states, and cities in the United States who have now pledged to keep to their Paris Agreement goals were their own country, they would be the third largest in the world behind China and the United States. So it's a really significant portion of our economy that is moving forward with ambitious climate goals.
So when it comes to switching from one administration to dramatically shift to another, on a practical level, when it comes to the environment, when it comes to dealing with other nations like this, on a practical level, is it as dramatic as it seems on a sort of a headline level, I guess? When it comes down to it, are there certain shifts that can be made quickly enough that will upend all the strides that the Obama administration tried to make?
I think the good news is there's a lot of momentum built into the system already. So the Trump administration has talked a lot about the decrease in reliance on coal in our electricity grid. More than any particular regulations that the Obama administration put into place, analysts tell us that it's actually underlying economic trends and market forces. For example, the cheaper availability of fracked natural gas that have led to a decrease in our reliance on coal. And those underlying market forces and economic forces remain in place. There's very little that the Trump administration can do to slow that transformation. There are other places, however, where the Trump administration's changes really do make a difference. And I'm thinking in particular of regulations that would have tamped down on leakage from methane operations in the United States. It's stuff that folks, you know, regular everyday folks don't really follow that closely, that really can add up to meaningful differences in climate policy, unfortunately.
With talks going on in Bonn, how important is this particular gathering and what could come out of this?
Well, there are really two stories that are unfolding here in Bonn. One relates to the official work of this conference. And frankly, that's a pretty boring incremental story about steps that the United Nations is trying to take to further implement the Paris Agreement. These are important decisions being made related to, for example, reporting rules or transparency rules under the Paris Agreement. There's very little progress being made on those issues this year. But the bigger story here is really all, and it's the one that's getting all the attention and energy, it is the on-the-ground dominance of voices from states, cities, and others in the United States who are here to demonstrate that they're still in Paris, that they're really committed to climate action. And those folks have gotten a ton of media attention. There's a ton of energy in Bonn that they've generated, and I think it really has bolstered the international community's sense that, you know, not everybody in the United States has abandoned them.
Kara Horowitz is co-director of the UCLA Environmental Law Clinic, and she joined us from Bonn, Germany. Kara, thanks so much for squeezing us in today.
Thank you, Steve. Bye.